The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. There is another management structure that we're going to look at this podcast, and this is known as the network model or the network structure for organizations. Organizations are trying to be efficient and effective, and a lot of organizations have seen that perhaps through outsourcing functions of the organization, they can be a more efficient and effective organization. It also creates a very flexible organization by having an outsource functions. So through the network model, this involves the organization outsourcing a number of its functions to other organizations. In effect, they're creating products and services in cooperation with other people. So there is a central organization there set up to run the operations of the business, but they outsource all the different functions. So for example, the organization might have outsourced the manufacturing to a different organization, the payroll function to a different organization. They might have outsourced marketing, legal, human resources, the list goes on. So the organization actually doesn't carry out any of its functions itself. It's outsourced this to different organizations. Network organizations are extremely flexible and can readily adapt to changes in consumer demands. There also are cost savings because we don't have to employ the staff ourselves directly. We don't need to set up the manufacturing facilities, the office buildings, etc. We've outsourced that responsibility to someone else. We also therefore don't need to maintain any of the machineries. So how have management structures changed over time? We looked at some of the different structures. Now we need to see how they've changed. So more traditional organizations had many layers, okay, many levels of responsibility and quite bureaucratic by some interpretations. We're now moving to more contemporary organizations where it's much more flatter. Okay, the organizations have become much more flatter, lost a lot less levels of management in particular. So no longer are managers telling the employees what to do. I'm the boss, you do what I say. The more contemporary management structures, we're seeing that power is being decentralized. There's beginning to be a delegation of power and responsibility to the other employees. We've seen that organizations have moved from being focused on the job at hand and focusing more on the people of the organization, seeing what resources they have to achieve the best for their organization. So it's a lot more flexible structures now than the previous past, okay? And we're also seeing that communication is no longer coming from the top of the organization. Communication is flowing in two directions in organizations now. The boss is no longer telling you what to do. And as I've mentioned in the network model, we've seen that outsourcing has become a very popular alternative for an organization for their management structure, an organizational structure, because if it's more efficient to outsource and get another organization to perform it, why not do it? So we're seeing a lot more organizations beginning to outsource, okay, their organization to become a more efficient and effective organization. Some of the strategies that have been used to move from the traditional to contemporary organizational structures is known as downsizing. So downsizing is when we have removed the different levels of management to make it a more efficient and effective and flatter organizational structure. Another one might be right-sizing, where we use outsourcing to hire and focus on exactly our core or essential businesses to ensure that the organization is being efficient and effective. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.